To another episode of Blue Room Insight. I am Daniel.
This is Skipper.
It's Matt. Yeah. Wow, give a
welcome
little
to Blue
effort.
Room Insight.
Why don't you ever give effort?
I give effort.
That was F for effort.
That was A for effort, bitch.
Oh, are you gonna win me with that, Daddy?
No.
You sure? You don't want to go there, Buddy Holly?
No, I just like.
Stop. You said you like playing with my wife?
Wire.
Oh.
Wire.
I'm kidding. So what's up, everybody? Terrible news. Our battleship
has been canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, the episode that we were not talking or promoting anything about. The one that no one knew about.
Yeah, they all knew about it.
We've been talking about it for at least
the
people that were listening.
The what?
People, the listeners.
We've mentioned it for
like
a month.
We've talked about, yeah, in like every episode.
Really?
Yeah. Where have you been?
I'm pretty sure last week we literally said we're going back to the battleship.
We did. My bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, that's not happening. But you know what is happening is the Ouija board.
That is happening. So are you guys doing that Saturday then?
It's been like seven episodes
of just
talking
about
this.
That's the only other day I'm available this week.
Not Sunday?
We can do it Sunday, actually. I'm off Sunday.
Oh, I'm good for either one.
Okay. Remember,
not your
house. That's next. The real isn't like the Saturday. It's probably the real like day to do it.
Why?
Because it's like the original Sabbath. Not Sunday. Gotcha. See what you're saying.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but cool.
I'll get some candles.
16.
15. 13. Going on 30.
You got 18. Are you guys gonna make like a little like
18 three clusters of six?
No.
Are you guys doing this? Yeah. Are you guys doing this in the floor of the kitchen or?
I don't know yet.
The floor of the kitchen.
I mean, we
six clusters of three.
Mm-hmm. You can always do it in the middle of the neighborhood, just right in the middle.
In the middle of the fucking road. Up
yeah.
There.
Shut down 17 for an hour.
Do it in a suicide lane.
Damn.
Doing it in the suicide.
I was about to say something. I'm not going to go there.
That was intense, man. I don't know why. I just went. I envisioned that in my head. And I envisioned it going badly.
Badly.
Like a movie.
Yeah,
but
you,
in real life,
you
I don't
died,
think anything
you
would
die
happen.
Before closing it. So it just creates this like, you're just in the middle ground. You're stuck in the Ouija board.
Skipper and I went back to the battleship today, though. We walked around on that boat for my daughter's birthday. She turned 3 today.
I enjoyed it. I'm assuming you enjoyed it.
I did. She enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it. It was fun. What?
That's good.
Just the way you said it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a good time. Yeah, we threw a foreign currency down a wishing well.
What did you throw? Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 pence.
Nice.
So, yeah. That's how I feel. Deal with it. Hopefully you'll make my daughter's wish come true, whatever she wished.
If she wished.
Or if she just, I mean, she thought it was cool.
She made it all the way down to the bottom.
She wanted more.
Money.
She wanted more.
Give me more pennies.
Yeah, she wanted more. And we were like, don't have any more. And then she kind of looked sad.
We're like, bringing more.
Bring
yeah,
so
next time, yeah, we're bringing all of them. We're going just right there, and we're just going to...
We're going to ask them if we can use that as our admission cost.
We'll make it all quarters. I don't care.
They'll get it back.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got to, right? That shit's like weighing down the ship.
It doesn't look like they cleaned it off deep, too much.
Like there's a fucking dragon down there. You're protecting it. When was the last time you've been in the battleship?
2014.
Damn. That was so right there.
Yeah.
How was that? It was
pretty cool. I was headed into seventh grade.
Nice. That was really.
Yeah.
2014.
Yeah, I just moved here.
Damn. 2014.
Yeah, or I was in the middle of seventh grade. Oh. I was in middle school. It was a fun time.
I just feel old. You're getting there, boys.
Daniel had been graduated 4 years.
Three.
Hey, Skipper, 3 years. Skipper wasn't graduated yet.
We were going into our senior year that year.
I was getting there.
He was catching up.
I was catching up. I had 6 years. I was
like drinking legally.
Yeah. I was like 12.
Alrighty. So. Yeah, that's crazy. So, question. Or, I don't know, is there any new shit going on? You guys hear any crazy stuff?
Just the normal crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And just the stuff around the world.
Yeah, fuck that, all that shit. Yeah.
We still don't have a speaker of the house.
Trying to keep positive.
Middle East. Stuff. Yeah, no, it's rough out there.
We still haven't promoted any military leaders this year because of one guy. He just doesn't want to do it.
Mm. What a lazy man for that. Is it his job?
He's actively not doing it, I think, to protest some kind of one of the military's policies.
Well, you know what? Fuck him. I don't give a fuck. Fuck all of them. Fuck the government.
This is the first time in at least 100 years there hasn't been I forget what the title is, essentially like head of the army.
Okay. Well, yeah,
through the like official channels.
Gotcha. So I've been trying to stay away from the all that bullshit. I've been so much in the noise that it just kind of, I don't know. It's just stressing me out. It makes me feel bad. It's like, man, this shit is, it's just so stupid and so bad. Like, why are we doing it? And then I'm over here just like, I'm going to just start reading good, cool vibe books.
That's right.
So I've been reading a bunch of music books. Like, just like stories of musicians and shit.
Very good.
I'm reading The Masters right now.
That's good, man. Good for you.
Yeah, it feels good. Mm-hmm. It feels good. And it's awesome. And I've been like listening to like, when I'm reading about, The Masters is about like interviews with, like Dylan, Townshend, Jagger, all that, like all them, Bono. Yeah,
conversation about the Beatles earlier.
Yeah, McCartney. So like Art Lennon. Anyways, yeah, it's like Jan whoever from the editor of Rolling Stone, and I don't know, like it's cool. But what I'll do is I'll be reading it and I'll listen to, like I'll put on their like stuff while I read it. It's just it's good. So I'm on Bob Dylan right now. So it's been interesting, and it's been also interesting listening to him talk and then like go back and forth between like certain things that he says. It'll kind of like, if he brings up an album or a track, I'll like play that track or that album somewhere in the album. And it, like, I could see where he's where he actually like is talking about. And then it's also pretty cool when he was talking about like when he stopped smoking and his voice changed. I guess I stopped listening to him sometime or I never noticed it. And I went between like a couple albums. I couldn't tell you the albums right now, but I listened to it and it does fucking change. I'm like, holy shit. I was like, that's crazy. So I don't know. It's been fun. It looks like the Jagger, I can't remember if it's either Lennon or Jagger, one of them, I think, has the biggest chunk of the book. So, we'll see what I do.
I listened to, like, 3 songs off the new Stones album, and,
You didn't like it?
It's not for me.
Well, I should be getting it in the mail, like, tomorrow.
But I can see why people would like it.
I got it on vinyl.
It's just not for me. However, it's not, like, I want to say it's necessarily bad on my end. I'm just saying,
Just your personal opinion?
Yeah, my personal opinion.
I don't really care about the Stones.
It's better than that U2 album that they put on their phones.
Yeah. Oh, so.
No. You don't get carried away about it. Don't bring that up.
Fuck that shit. I know what it is.
What?
The fucking question.
You know what it is?
Yep.
What is it?
Because of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, I'm going to say it so you guys know it, and then we'll go back to this conversation. You get 3 wishes. What would they be?
That was it?
Yeah. That's stupid.
No. We thought about this for what? 10 minutes trying to remember it?
No, it's all good.
Okay.
But like, and you know what's funny? You know how I remembered it? I remember how it was like, I wish you two never existed. That was like in the
that's
back.
That's right. That's so weird like, how that connected.
So right whenever there. You were talking about Bono and U2 and you said the U2 album and I didn't connect it with Bono because I didn't specifically say Bono. But I said, I wish you two never existed. And you looked at me and we just laughed. That was like my second wish, right? It was like world hunger. Huh. And then I wish you two never existed. And then damn, I don't remember what the third one was. But it was funny to me because then I was like, and I looked at Darius. I was like, that means Bono is here. He's gone.
I can't get into U2.
I can't either.
Who fucking can?
I really want to know.
I can't even name a song from them right now.
Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Ah, damn.
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is the only one that I've listened to is the one from Richard Cheese. No?
I know his cover.
That's not what I was...
Okay, but yeah, so 3 wishes, and that wasn't my real, like, stuff, answers. But yeah, if you had 3 wishes, all-time wishes...
With or without you is the most...
That's, yeah, that's
oh, yeah,
the main
okay.
One.
I do know that one. And it was because Lexi, or whoever it was that told us... For. Yeah, so whoever told us at work, she was like... There's this movie I watched, and it was about, like, 16 candles, and each candle, like, like you got a wish. And I was like, fuck, 16 wishes. I was like, that's a fuck ton of wishes. I was like, you can get the job done with, like, one wish, guys, really.
This is the new release from U2 this year.
I don't
Atomic
like that.
City.
Just get that away from me. Like,
yeah. One of the shittiest covers I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, man.
But with the wishes, it's like the genie from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. How many wishes do I have? You'll find out.
However, that the Rolling Stones album cover is not the worst. It's actually pretty cool.
There's a couple.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that kind of gives me the same vibes, except I like that cover more.
I do like that.
Yeah. But, so... Yeah, you guys like, generic. So, like, if...
It's generic, but it's more pleasing to the eye than the other one.
Okay, so... Matt, I'll go with you first. So, 3 wishes, what would they be?
I want immortality.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Like, I just want it. I want to see what happens.
And now, but you can call it off.
That's going to be my 3rd wish. I'm saving the 3rd one. Yeah.
You can call it off. You're like, I'm done.
Oh my God.
I tell you what. You remember the snail thing?
Yeah.
You're immortal, the snail's immortal.
Yeah.
And it's always chasing you.
I'll do that as my way out. That way I have all 3 wishes.
Okay.
What, you just going to keep the snail in a jar?
No, it's going to be in a tungsten sphere.
How will it get out?
This won't. I'll break it out eventually.
Touch me! It's like... Because you can't like force it on you. You can't even pick it up.
Put it in the demon
core. And you're like, fucking touch me. And it's just like... And then it starts like sleeping. You're just like, what the fuck?
Fucking
both and then you like fall asleep, and it's like, and you wake up, and it's like fucking all the way over there. You're like, what the fuck, man?
You're supposed to be chasing me.
And it's just like,
you get to chase me now.
You're right.
And then you just fucking crush it.
And we just,
and then I just both like go into each other. Oh, man.
All right, so that'll be my first wish.
That's weird. I just, snail dude, I'm not gonna lie to you. I kind of forgot I was recording there. I was about to be like, damn, we need to start recording. I realize right now. We've been recording for 13 minutes.
Second wish.
Okay, we can move on.
Yeah,
we'll go around. Okay,
yeah, that way skipper. We keep going. What'll be your first one?
Um, So, the issue I'm running into is there's so many problems in the world. I'm trying to frame these wishes in such a way to take care of as many as I can with as few wishes as possible.
You can't say get rid of all the problems in the world, because then life is boring.
All the major problems.
How about the problems that shouldn't exist?
Don't ask for world peace. It's not that great as you think it is.
You say that like you've experienced it.
Or is it?
Maybe I already made my wish for immortality.
Yeah, oh, and I'm the snail.
I came back around.
Do you have anything?
I got mine, so...
Okay.
Go for it, Darius.
Darius, yeah, okay.
First. All right. Here we go. What? Now I'm under pressure. Okay, I was thinking about this. I was like, all right. So, number one was, since you can't really fix, like, world problems like that, for the people that have hard lives to find a way to live, that's a good first one. Number two, if there is no afterlife...
Oh, shit, he's going all out.
You want to add an afterlife?
Add an afterlife. Shit,
but I'm immortal.
A really good one. And then number three, for Cardi to drop the album. All right.
For who?
Cardi to drop the album.
Jeez, really?
Yeah.
Just like that?
It's been 3 fucking years, okay?
Okay, so, okay. Did you figure out your one?
Have you said your one yet?
No.
Go for it.
Go, Daniel.
Okay, shit.
Oh, man. I'm kind of in the same thing, but, like, my thing, I think what I was going to wish for was that we have have competent leaders.
Right.
Like, in our government and shit. That's it.
It's fucked that we finally we got
so.
I can't fix. I don't think I could fix world hunger more because I just feel I like wish there would be something else going on.
What's the next? Dismiss. We'll release new album.
No.
Morrissey comes back.
No, bitch. Next is that I would wish that I could trade out the the next two are kind of for me. I'm not gonna lie.
You gotta have at least one.
No, I already have my second.
I already had my one. I wish for competent leaders. And then two, I would wish that I could probably swap out of what I'm doing now for the record shop and everything. Just like a clean caboodle. Mm-hmm. And then the next one, my third one, would probably be like, I don't know. Could you imagine if I just said it was like, hey, world peace for 500 years?
9 years.
It's like 9 years.
You take know, it or leave.
I mean, do you
7
think,
years.
What do you Give think about that? Years. Like, you can never have world peace.
Mm-hmm. So you want to live in an era of peace.
An era
Unless
of
you just
peace.
Wish for a utopia.
No, not utopia. Just an era of...
Yeah, but does that make it selfish for me? Like, and then everybody here for our next couple of generations?
I mean...
Do you think they would eventually get it?
Get or
do you
wishes. Think it would they'll just go... They'll get their fucking wishes. They'll get their moment.
It also... Who's granting these wishes? Because if it's a genie, I could see after 500 years, the world just like blows up.
Okay, no, fuck
the genie's being a dick like that.
You're just getting 3 wishes, just out of anything.
Is he blue?
Or okay, you know, fuck it. My third wish would be that I could just pick up and know how to play any instrument.
You can float.
Just float. You can't even fly. Just float.
They cover. Just he's floating. Like, you move around like.
The fucking
pilot's
monster.
I was thinking more about Second Life. Whenever like you want to move around and you're just like floating around.
Fucking idiot. Right. Or one of you guys go.
Alright, so I guess my first one.
Oh shit, I forgot you didn't answer
that. Yeah. I want to be able to learn everything about something just by touching it.
You're gonna end up touching the wrong person.
He grabs him.
Oh, no. Second one.
No, think that through. You see everything.
It's a voluntary thing.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be.
What do you mean it's voluntary?
Like I can touch your phone
and
choose not. Yeah, know how the phone works.
You should
not every what thing you have stored.
None of us have like wished for the Paul effect where you can touch someone and you can heal them.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Where you can just like
I can heal you, Skipper.
But like the whole time you're just like,
oh yeah, but it hurts him, doesn't it?
No, it hurts you.
No, it hurts him.
You.
Yeah, it Paul. Hurts the healer.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah, the healer. Yeah. Him. Paul.
Paul. It Sorry. Hurts him. But and then he comes Not back. He like, he regenerates. He's a fucking alien.
This part's kind of, my second one's kind of stemming from a conversation I had with Daniel earlier. I would wish people would be able to be a bit more, essentially plan for the future better instead of everyone being so short-sighted.
Damn. No, I gotcha. It's, it would be nice. It would be. It really would be. You know, what's going on next Tuesday, not just what's going on this Friday.
Yeah.
You know, like, be aware of your shit. All
right. My second one would be, you know, the replicators from, like, Star Trek and Orville?
Yeah.
Everybody has them. The matter replicator.
Okay. When I heard replicators, I thought the Stargate version. Have you
watched Stargate?
So, have you heard of the apocalypse scenario Grey Goo?
Yes.
It's that.
Oh, God. No.
Not that one.
No.
So I heard a replicator, so I was like, that's a terrible idea.
Terrible.
So the one that...
Yes. You
get unlimited food, yeah. Unlimited food.
How the fuck was the
So unlimited food, unlimited...
Yeah.
Material that you can just replicate it.
Nice. Nice. So a 3D printer. That does food.
That does everything.
So do you think we would... do you think those replicators actually give you nutrition in the food?
Depends on the sophistication of the device.
It just transforms matter. So, I mean, I guess you could... I don't know.
Yeah, I always wondered that. I always wondered that.
I don't know. What was my first wish again?
Are you being fucking for real, man?
Yes.
Let's see.
You wish people weren't... Oh, no.
No, that was his third one.
That was my second one.
You haven't made your third one?
No.
Fuck. Oh, you touch anything. You
That's
better. The knowledge of anything.
And everything.
I guess my third one, I wish I would always have the exact amount of resources needed to do what I want to do.
That's fair. He wants to do nothing. He has nothing.
Just house disappears.
Damn, dude. So you're going to have to... Well, I mean, at least everything you have, you work for. Literally. So...
I want to live in this house. I have enough money to pay for that house. I want to buy a bigger house. I have enough money to buy the bigger house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to run for president. I have enough money to
but I mean,
put forward to that campaign.
So do you just, how do you get the money? Do you have to put in the work for the money? Or do, like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, when we make wishes, I want to build typically the backside, right? It's like,
I want to build a log cabin. I find enough logs to do it.
But you gotta build it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you find the logs, but you don't have the...
But you see what I mean? Right. So, like, where are we coming from?
You have
the
material, you just don't have
the
capability. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
But then I can pay someone to do it.
Or just touch them, and then you learn how to do it.
Learn how to do it! Oh my god. No way.
Dude, you would literally be an icon.
You would be, like, the next, like, Tim Allen or something. Like, Tool Time fucking Skip. Tool Time Skip over here.
All right, podcast. So I found this pile of stuff out by the road today. We're going to build a TV.
Fucking YouTube channel over here.
It starts off that way. Now you're on fucking everybody's local channel.
You're going to get bored really fast.
No. No.
So I found this decommissioned nuclear sub. We're gonna build a bomb today.
Okay.
You're gonna learn how to.
Today, kids, we're gonna enrich uranium.
Remember, you're not immoral.
It's an Oppenheimer.
I don't need to be.
All right.
I know how to build a proper containment shield.
You know how to cure your
but
cancer.
If death is around you, you can. Touch
I just
it.
Touched the cancer. I'm like, so that's how you're working.
Figure out death.
No,
I love that mystery.
You need to know because you'll never experience it, Matt.
I got the snail.
No, yeah, but you won't experience it for a
long
time.
I'm gonna touch the snail and find out what makes it kill you.
What if you touch the dead thing?
And you just tell me, right? So we figure this out.
That was good. That was funny. Holy shit, that was funny.
And then I have the resources to make more snails.
Hey, 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 hey. You get some tungsten with that.
So yeah.
These snails are made of tungsten.
Is that it? I got one more. I guess we have the capabilities to research and cure any disease very quickly.
Damn, man, I'm the most selfish one here. I said I want to play all the instruments I touched. Damn, man.
Shit, man, I'm trying to spread across the galaxy. Come on.
I don't got much time. I'm trying to zoom, zoom, zoom. Gotta get that. Boom, boom, boom.
Now, Matt. Supernova. If you are immortal, you'll probably have to hide from the government.
Fuck the government.
No, you don't. Vampires don't.
I'm saying if they find out, you're going in a box until they figure out what makes you immortal.
Well, fucking touch me and then tell them.
I touched you. Yeah, he made a wish. I can't help you.
Exactly.
So what if like you wish for the touching, but where you have to touch him is his penis in the back of your throat. Like that's the spot for things. For some reason. Because you know, life
finds a way. Again,
life is cruel, right? Life's a bitch.
Again, if it's a genie I'm getting these wishes from, I'm wording my wishes very carefully.
So with this finger. This light up finger.
I can touch anywhere on the object.
Kleborp the reader.
Okay. But anyways, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like when he was like, okay, anywhere on the object. And he goes, okay. And then he like does it. And he's like, oh, I thought you said in the object.
See your computer right there? You jam your finger in it. Well, like, you see his butthole over there? Jam your finger.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I think that would be funny. I like the idea that you would have to, like, blow him. That's funny to me.
You seem to like that idea.
That's funny. That's funny, right? Because you don't want to do that. I guess that's not funny.
What about when it's not people? That's not funny.
I take it all back. It's actually not funny because you don't want to do that. And that's terrible. So I take that back.
And even then, that really only helps. I guess it depends because I said object. How would it work on people? Do I learn how the human body works? Do I learn how that specific person's mind works?
And after you learn it, do you always learn it? Or it's just like a one-time thing? So like once you do that,
I would assume I learn it and if I don't like work it out, it will diminish as most, like,
memories kind of stuff. So you gotta always be touching humans, huh? You gotta be always touching things.
If I want to be focused on, like, biology and whatnot. Mm.
So, if you touch them, you get to choose what memories or what skill they have that you want to get?
Again, this is assuming this is how it would work for people. I might acquire, like, their muscle memory. I don't know.
You don't want that.
Not Darius's, I'll tell you that. He's been looking up some crazy stuff lately.
What are you talking about, crazy stuff?
Nothing. All right, guys.
I was more thinking along the lines of touch a book, know what's in the book.
I mean, just fucking open it and read it, you lazy motherfucker.
Or.
He goes, or I just touch it. Like, hey, stop touching the book. Read it.
Or I touch multiple books.
And I'm just saying you gotta open it and you can read it. Like, and I get that. I'm saying just like stop. Like sensually touching this book.
I'm gonna just go to the library and just walk down, like sliding my finger down the
spine. See, that's what I was telling you not to do. I was just telling you.
He just told you.
He has a seizure and passes
out. I go walk down the dinosaur section and just be like,
"Whoa!" He goes, "Matt, I am more knowledgeable than you." He like fucking
blood running down his nose. He just licks it,
and then real quick, I can just type up everything I learned and
like fucking walk.
Go back
like
for a new topic.
He like fucking walks like this. He discovers all the fucking bad shit in it. So, yeah, no, we need to go ahead and get on this shit. So, guys, tell us. Tell us what brings us here today.
Blue Room Insight.
That is what we are. That is who we do.
We do.
We do each other.
We do you.
Do wop she do.
Who do you voodoo, bitch?
Do
all right, let's go. So, Travis Walton, Fire in the Sky, take us away.
Take me away.
Yeah, that's what happened. He got taken away.
All right. Do you want to start?
Go for it.
All right. So, Travis Walton, was working in the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest near Heber, Arizona, on a 7-man logging team under Michael Rogers. On the night of November 5th, 1975, they were coming back from logging and they're on their way home. And they see a light in a clearing. On the other side of it, it's just straight woods and everything, except for this one clearing, they see a light. They're like, oh, they just think it's fishermen or hunters that have been up there. And they didn't really think about it. And then they got closer and they're like, what is that? Well, Travis jumps out of the car and runs to...
runs into the woods, right, towards the light. And...
what a silly goose.
And one story that he got thrown like 20 feet. As soon as the light hit him, he got thrown like 20 feet. And then they didn't see him again and they all got scared and they left.
What do you think happened?
We'll get to that.
Uh-oh. A pin, huh?
Sure, yeah. We'll put a pin in that.
So... they see Travis run off. They see him...
essentially disappear.
Right. He's... a beam of light just hits him. And they just basically see him disappear. They get scared. Men are, like, hysterical. Some of them are crying.
They peace out.
And they leave. And then one of them's like, no, we have to go back and get him. He's like, you can stay here, but I'm going back to go get him.
So they went back to go get him.
And... your the boy light was gone, and Travis was gone.
Your boy was gone.
Okay.
Okay. So
what do you think happened?
So they went back to town. And they told the sheriff, like, yo, he's gone.
So yeah, they told, they called Officer L.C. Ellison, and then Ellison, and then Sheriff Marlon Gillespie, and then Deputy Kenneth Copeland all met the loggers at the area that it happened to go search for Travis. Well, they got until like 1 or 2 in the morning. They're like, all right, we can't find him. Let's call it off until tomorrow. And then the next day, they still couldn't find anything. They called his mom saying, hey, we can't find
Travis. Your son's gone.
Right. We can't find Travis. We don't know what happened.
She was just kind of, oh yeah, that happens. Like, she was very calm, very...
because apparently she also was big into like UFOs and abductions and stuff like that. She was like, oh yeah, he'll come back. They'll bring him back. So she didn't get hysterical about it.
The same with the rest of the siblings.
Right. Like, their whole family was calm about it.
Just kind of, yeah, he'll be fine.
And then, what was it, 5 days and 6 hours later, he eventually shows up. After search party going to look for him, he shows up. He calls his...
they eventually stopped the search parties, right, because the mom told them to. He showed up, used the phone at a gas station to call his sister to come pick him up. The phones at the time, you had to like call the operator to put you through. The operator recognized the name and called the sheriff to go search the area for him. Hmm. They ended up going to... I forget whether it was the sister's or the mom's house at the moment. I have that written down somewhere, but, long story short, yeah, they found him after a bit over 5 days.
And they thought that when he called that he was intoxicated, the way he sounded.
Right.
So they took him to the...
Let's back up for just a second. So while Travis is missing, the rest of the logging crew, they're all being like interrogated by the police and whatnot. Like, did you hurt him? Did you see what happened? Yada yada. They all said they saw the light. He disappeared. They asked if they hurt him. They were all hooked up to polygraphs at the time. And all but one of the... they all said, no, we didn't hurt him.
Right.
All of the polygraphs, except for one, came back truthful. Right. The one came back inconclusive.
Okay.
So it could have just been he was nervous or just the test was faulty.
Right.
So eventually, of course, when they found Travis, they said he seems very confused. And basically, they were going to take him straight to hypnotherapy, but they're like, no, he needs to.
He needs an actual doctor. Right.
Like I said, they said he seemed very confused, and they said he had it like a drug addict that they've treated in the past.
Including lesions on the inside of his elbow.
His right elbow, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which also looks like he did heroin or other drugs that would
injection.
Require a needle, yeah.
Let's see. So, what do you think? What do you think this is leading to then? What do you think the light was?
Who says there was a light? But we'll get to that. Okay. It's still the same pin.
So after he got checked out, a few UFO researchers came. They go check him out. They arrived at Dwayne's home, which is Travis's brother. And Dwayne forbade them from using a camera or tape recorder during the interview. They also noticed that he had a puncture mark that was around 24 to 48 hours old. And of course, the news of Travis's disappearance and then sudden return spread everywhere, and it got major,
publicity.
Yeah,
national publicity, Canada, the U.S. At the time, I think it, the National Enquirer was running a competition for essentially the best UFO story.
So that started in 1972.
Yeah.
So they did that in 1972. They were advertising it for prize for proof that extraterrestrials exist, and the prize was $50,000. By the time it hit 1975, they bumped it up to $100,000.
So nothing?
Let's see.
Hasn't been a lot of rewards cashed?
I don't believe so, no.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. What are you guys, I mean, where are you guys kind of waving on to this man? This Travis Walton.
So,
I mean, you guys saw the movie.
A bit more backstory with it.
Yeah.
So, they had won that logging contract by, of course, underbidding all the other contractors, as contract work does.
Right.
They were about a week away from not completing it, in which case they were going to get fined and essentially blacklisted from any future forestry contracts. And part of their contract was an act of God clause, mm-hmm. pretty much saying you weren't able to complete the contract because of something that was completely out of your control.
Right.
Which...
A disappearance of...
One of your members is...
By aliens is essentially an act of God. Alleged aliens.
Right.
And with the distraction of Travis being missing in a search party, they're not going to find a team while they're trying to look for somebody.
During one of the interviews, he said, he actually specifically said, our contract runs out on, I think, Tuesday, and we're not going to complete it, partially because we haven't been able to work because Travis went missing.
Right.
Even if Travis hadn't gone missing, they were nowhere close to completing it anyway.
So you think this was just a group effort here?
There's a good chance.
A group hoax.
They did end up polygraphing Travis.
Right.
Who failed his. The person administering the test said he was using several different techniques to try to beat the machine, including holding his breath, kind of things of that nature, throw off the machine. He failed his.
Okay.
And then... during an interview, Travis eventually described what happened when he was allegedly taken by the beam of light.
So, I'm sorry. I mean, like, it's not funny, but it is funny.
Right.
And I mean, like, I've seen the movie. I didn't read the book.
I like the movie.
They added a lot to the movie.
Yeah, his book was...
Like the mask? Like how the aliens...
Yeah. I'm a communion guy.
What, the dancing
and shit? So during the interview, he...
Yeah, bro.
He claimed he lost consciousness when he was struck by the beam of light. And that he woke in a hospital-like room. And observing him were three short, bald creatures. He said he fought them off until he was wearing... He said he fought with them until a human wearing a helmet led Walt into another room where he blacked out as three other humans, quote-unquote, human. Put a clear clear plastic mask over his face. And Walton said he remembers nothing else after that until he found himself walking. Yeah, walking down the road.
But what do you think happened? Do you think they drugged him? Do you think he actually had no idea what happened and that they drugged him and did all this? Or they hired somebody to do it?
So on March 19th, 2021, Mike Rogers said, he posted on his Facebook page saying, I, Michael H. Rogers, being of sound and rational mind, do hereby give notice that I am no longer to be considered a witness to Travis Walton's supposed abduction.
I heard about that. Yeah, I remember when that happened. We talked about that, remember? Because I said, see, that I never believed it.
Fire in the sky.
Yeah, leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Get off. Turn it off. Why are you doing this?
Stop
it. It's a great. Look at Christopher Walken go. Look at those dance moves. Look at that. That's awesome.
Anyway, on April 30th, Rogers placed a call to producer Ryan Gordon, who was working on a new film based on the Walton incident.
Right.
Gordon recorded the call with Rogers, which in Arizona, you only need one of the participants to essentially know about it.
Mm-hmm.
2 months later, Gordon publicly posted the audio from the call, which featured Rogers explaining, we were walking in the woods one day. We were talking about creating a UFO hoax, okay? I don't know how the UFO got there, but I remember when I was driving the truck and he jumped out, it was all deliberate. It was all a staged thing. He ran up there, and then there was something about the UFO not being real, although it looked real. And I don't have a time frame for this, but... After that, Rogers and Walton kind of made amends, and Rogers retracted his statement.
I don't know. Still pretty fishy. So, what are you guys thinking? I mean, is there any more to the story after that?
Not really.
No.
So, do you have any further questions?
I mean, there's more, I guess, in his book, but this is basically just a gist of.
Right. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the movie?
Not a bad movie.
It's a good movie for what it is.
Okay. But so what do you think about the story then? You think it was a hoax?
Oh, by the way, guys, it's Fire in the Sky.
Fire in the Ski.
So I've watched like interviews with him, like him talking and just watching him.
I didn't watch the Joe Rogan episode.
Oh, that's the one I watched.
Okay.
I watched that one, yeah.
Just like listening to him, I'm like, I don't really believe it.
Do you ever listen to Willie Strieber's? Like the communion guy?
No.
You should check him out. And let me know. We're doing an episode in December.
That's in a special
episode. Yeah, that's on my birthday.
We're going to watch the movie.
I'm going to watch the movie.
I'm going to wait to watch it the first time here. So
nice.
Unless I should watch it.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should. But cool.
Because that dancing scene got me.
So what? So, are we going with hoax?
Long story short, I believe it was a bunch of crap.
Yeah, I think it was a hoax.
All right, well.
As cool as the story is, I think it was a hoax.
Well, that's a shame.
It's unfortunate that we can't actually, like, see him at Crypticon in person to see his story.
But... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know how... If you ask questions, I feel like you would raise your hand and be like, start asking all these, like...
Did you lie?
Did you lie? And you'd be like, sir, what?
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Don't you call me a liar. I'm just like, I just want to know the truth. He loves me. You can handle the truth.
You
know,
I'm like, what? Sir, I wear many hats.
Yeah, dude, fucking Daryl comes out of nowhere, saves me. He's like, Daniel, come with me. He's like, you remember me?
He's full of shit.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
Is there any abduction cases that you guys know about that, like, you might believe were aliens?
Their own.
None that I know of.
Yeah?
I don't think of any.
No. No, none. None? You don't believe any?
I'm betting Barney Hill is interesting. It's probably the most convincing, too.
Do you believe aliens?
I don't know. Man.
But possibility?
Yeah, possibility. I don't.
Do you guys believe that Roswell was a extraterrestrial crash?
No.
I do. I'm on two sides of it. It's either extraterrestrial or it's the next like craft of ours. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at with it. Which I guess is like everybody's so like, what else would it is? But Darius said it was a fucking balloon. So
I don't think it was a balloon.
I didn't say it was a balloon. I mean, yeah, I did. It was
I did say that.
I said it was Project Mole.
But what do you guys think?
The dummies and stuff.
Like, specifically about Roswell?
Yeah.
The most interesting theory was the USSR one, but probably not.
I don't know.
Yeah?
I mean, we made an episode about it 4 years ago, so...
Yeah, we were all kind of knowing shit now. Should we do that for next week?
Recap on Roswell?
No, we shouldn't.
We will at some point.
Yeah, but you guys should do your Ouija board.
Oh, yeah, I feel like Ouija board will probably actually be next week's episode.
So you guys do.
The do?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out because it should. If
fuck it, why don't we just do like a Halloween fuck around episode?
We could do another horror movie.
You gonna fall asleep during this one?
Fuck, I don't know when to do another horror movie, man. That was too much. It was too long.
It was a three or four hour episode.
You're like a Wikipedia when it came to it. You just kept on rolling and rolling out new stuff, and I was like. This is interesting.
It was a very free flowing episode though.
3 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Dude, I got home at like 5 in the morning. It was bad.
I drove home that night.
Yeah, I was already asleep.
Fucking Darius stayed downstairs. Skipper probably stayed on the floor.
No.
He just said I went upstairs. Dude, I don't know. That's crazy ass shit, man. But yeah. Well, I guess, is that it from this week? We won't hold you up anymore. We think that Travis Walton was a hoax.
Unfortunately.
Oh, wow, this is the, like, this episode resolved definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was...
Sorry, buddy.
It's not a lot of...
Sorry, buddy.
Proof
that... We'll catch you next week.